Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello
How
and welcome.
Are we?
On this podcast talk show, we discuss movies for the majority right now.
we do.
TV shows Absolutely. And movies is where we're at right now. Kind of doing some movie reviews because you know what? We've been knocking some movies out of the park.
So. We have. Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
And we've like stumbled upon a whole different type of accessible movies for us to watch, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to pay $20 to see a brand new movie. And you want to be relevant. But you know what makes you relevant? Doing indie stuff. Becoming on the rise, you know.
Yep.
People pay attention.
Catching people on their rise.
Exactly.
On our rise.
Yeah. Like Robert Eggers. That's one of the movies we're going to be discussing.
Yeah.
The Northman. Yep. And then the other two movies that we watched are a back-to-back from Ian Makes Films. Barbatchian and Barbatchian Returns. Can check out them on YouTube if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe.
Yeah, absolutely. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe.
And drop us a comment below and let us know if you checked out these movies, what your thoughts are. And, hey, maybe they match ours. Who knows? We'll start a whole different like Rotten Tomatoes thing. This will be our Rotten Tomatoes, you know?
Exactly. Absolutely. You'll do inhalers. You know, yeah. I'll do basketballs. You know, it's fine.
There's a comedy going. Yeah, there's the inhaler.
Absolutely.
Or depending on the movie, it might just be laugh worthy. So, what do you want to get into? You want to get into Barbatchian first?
Yeah, I said we get into Barbatchian. You know what I mean? Kind of start out the podcast with you know something along these lines for us.
Yeah, that so. Indie film director, I believe from the UK, Ian, I don't remember that name, sorry, but Ian Makes Films is his Twitter account, I do believe, and his YouTube account, I believe, and he has a movie called Barbatchian, and then we'll get to the second one, Barbatchian Returns. Now, Barbatchian, in all its confusing and just kind of wild design here is kind of like a Paranormal Activity movie, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's I wrote that down as a note, actually.
Right, right. So you can see where you know he's pulling from. You know, if you really want to polish this thing up, if you really want to do something, get into editing. You gotta edit this thing. This thing feels like a raw cut.
The entire time. Like, yeah, absolutely. There's certain moments that have to be, you know, when you mess up, cut it. When you know what I mean? Re-record things, you know, kind of like getting the steps of like along those lines. And I think that'll help, like you said, polish is, I think, is a great word for it.
Yeah.
You're kind of
shining
everything over. You know what I mean? When you do a rewatch times two and see, make sure that everything is in tune.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a huge help for these movies. Personally,
it's so the intro is incredibly long and just doesn't make sense. Like you're not even sure like what necessarily this is. So I'm like just like imagining like this weird creature flying around and you don't really know. And then like you find out in the movie it's like some bad evil spirit, the Barbatchian, right?
Yeah.
And then you actually get to see him, like, put in the effect for this being Barbatchian, you know? So that you at least know when it's in the scene. I don't know.
Exactly. But see, like, that's another one of my problems, though, too, is, like, your continuity, I think, needs to be worked on, too, a little bit. So that's another note that's a little side note that I had, because so there was a moment to where, do you remember when he's writing in the notebook, right? And he says, write your word, right? You know, I'll write a question down, you write me your answer, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So literally in the middle of that scene, there was a part where he was read, right? Because that's kind of like describes of when he's in there.
Yeah.
The next part, he answers the question without the read. So you don't know of who's actually saying these answers, but he's actually writing as a Barbatuan. So there's like just certain things.
Yeah.
Like that's another one that we have to just be a little bit more cautious with on that end of things for it. Personally, I just think that's just
something. Well, it's extremely an extremely confusing movie because you go through. I cannot remember the inspector's name or the private eye or the guy with the top hat. He mumbled, jumbled some, excuse me, diplomatic ties with, I don't know, like none of it made any sense. And then he's like wandering around his apartment and then like somehow we're transported back in the time to see what happened at Chester. I don't know. There was a moment where he said, like he's his racist uncle Frederick and he goes, my name is Chester. No, it's not. It's Frederick. Perfect example of. Cut that scene, start over, and splice it together. Like, this needs editing to it. Yeah, besides that, the audio is a bit rough. You got to turn the audio up if you want to hear the dialogue.
And then turn it down when the music comes along. That was my worst problem. Because I would listen to them. I would actually watch it on my PC. And what I did, is like I actually put them on my headphones. So I'm actually listening to it through there. When the scenes come across where it's like that eerie noise, which I understand where he's going with it, but at the same time, it's like it's you know, you just have to clean that up a little bit. Like, don't make it such a volume difference to where if I have this up here, I need this to be still here. You know, maybe here, but I don't need it to be here and then here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that. Like to me, that's like it. Actually, like there was actually one moment to where I literally thought there's a chance I hurt my ear. Like actually hurt it because it was so ear like piercing. After that scene, I took my headphones out and actually just watched it through the.
You threw the headphones on the ground. Yeah. You stomped on them.
I had to buy a new pair. These are brand new. But
I had to get them for the podcast.
Yes.
I even added some subtitles on there just to make sure I can make sense of some of what's going on.
Well, so it's kind of funny that, so at first I didn't have that. I didn't have that whatsoever. And then I'm like, you know what? I probably should. You know what I mean? Yeah. I probably should, you know, just because there's certain parts that I can't understand. I did end up turning them on, and it helped. You know what I mean? It helped with some scenes helped with some of my... Exactly. But I...
Story-wise. Like, it didn't help with what the hell is actually going on in this movie.
No.
But it at least let us know the dialogue, which... Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that dialogue... This felt like you just... Turn the camera on and you just started spewing stuff and whatever stuck. Where like you might have had a roadmap of where this movie was going, but like there was no dialogue added or whatever. Because when it came to the dialogue, it was so weird, awkward, exposition for no reason. I don't know. It was just super long dialogues of being on the phone or talking to something. I did have to laugh the whole him searching something up and porn kept coming up because like that made a ton of sense. But at least I had to have a good laugh. And one thing, like I didn't know if this was supposed to be serious or if this was supposed to be comedic. So I'm like laughing and then I'm like, am I supposed to be laughing? I don't know. But the dialogue, like there's a moment when he's like first starts work and he's like, I'm Chester and I'm starting work at Blue Sky. And it's like, but like we're the audience and you're not talking to us at any other point in the movie. So like, why now are you giving us this information? Plus, we already know you're Chester and you can work the Blue Sky in another way if you have some dialogue written. So I think editing, dialogue, you could... rewrite. You know what they say about writing? Writing is rewriting. You think you're done with a screenplay? Rewrite it because it's got flaws in it. We learned that. We learned that many times. So,
truth.
Polish it up. Let's see here. Now, I do have like a question for the world here. And, you know, this even goes with the movie that we saw, The Northman, too, is chapters. It's an interesting thing. It seems like every movie we're seeing now has chapters.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was these chapter scenes were too long. Cut. You got to make these cuts. You could easily reduce this movie by a good 30, 40 minutes.
Just by doing that little bit. I understand you're trying to turn it into a movie, but at the same time,
yeah.
There's also, you got to have meat and potatoes. You know what I mean? Or like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean by that? Like, there's like the both of those, you know, you two courses you're going to fold in together to make it your hour and 15 to hour and 30 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the one side and just extend it to be an hour long.
Yeah, just to make it right.
Exactly. Yeah. That is just, you know what I mean? Like, fine tune that a little bit. And I think it's just going to be a huge help. I mean,
you don't want to, you don't want to like anger the audience. You don't want to like, I'm trying to find a better way of saying that, but like, we're watching it for entertainment. So like, if it's not entertaining and it's these super long chapter scenes or some of the whoa, 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 you know, you're just not like,
yes,
moving around the apartment. It's just like, I don't get it. Some notable things, you know, obviously, Professor Pickles, what the hell?
I'll just say, yeah. What's up, Professor Pickles?
I think that guy might have lost a bet in real life, and seriously, I was like, you got to be in this movie. This. What's my name? Yeah. Professor Pickles. Well, of course it is.
And that's it.
And then, like, you know, when this is... There is a specific scene that actually gives it like its Paranormal Activity vibes, like in the laundry room when he's like getting, you know, moved around and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got like his practical effects of like the ghost taking over him, hitting himself. Kind of felt like a bad Fight Club, you know, self-fighting scene. So it's just, it was pretty funny, like satire wise. You know, if you were going for that angle, satire of the Paranormal Activity, then okay. But that was also like a 15-minute scene in an hour and 34 minutes. So
yeah. So let me ask you one question. So when you watched Barbarian 2, was there some parts that were a little bit like it seemed like the video was standstill? Like, it was like a paused screen on the video part of it?
Yes, and then I also felt like there were chunks of audio missing.
Yes, there was something happening. I don't know if it was just the YouTube link or if it was truly the movie. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm guessing since we both watch it, it's got to be something with the video there. Okay. But that's like, you know, that's just like another thing of like, how much editing did you put into this?
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Ian? Did you watch your movie? When you hit export and you said, yeah, I'm uploading, did you watch your full movie? And is this what happens during a lockdown, during a pandemic? Is this the type of movie that happens during...
this is the pandemic 2020 movies.
Yeah. So I think for Barbarian, we'll get into Barbarian 2 just for a little bit here. So for Barbarian, I ended the movie and I honestly was like, I'm not sure what the hell I just watched.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Seriously. Yeah.
So I think we both agree continuity, editing, dialogue.
Yep.
Learn to cut and start that scene over. Take as many takes as you got to take.
Yeah, reshoot it.
Put the cue cards like behind the camera if you have to.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Because then also, so there's the thing too with that. You're also, that takes your eyes off the camera. I understand that it's hard for you to look up. You're supposed to look at the camera, and then you look down at the camera. I understand that because you're kind of going by your own words and what you've memorized.
Yeah.
Just put those cards up there. Have something that you can look
at. Yeah, right. Have a distraction, you know what I mean? Somewhere.
Exactly. It makes you not look at the camera. Because I'm telling you, that's another huge part of it.
Yeah.
And now
yeah.
you're making me confused. Is this a documentary or not? Right? Like, those are some of the things that you kind of, yeah. with the editing and with the things, you use the perfect word.
Yeah. Polish. Yeah. Wax on. Wax off. Yeah. excuse me. I would have to say the same thing. I mean, there was a moment where he even addresses the camera saying, this isn't a continuity issue. I changed wardrobes because I had to, or the character had to, or whatever. And it was like, well, why is that even in there? Like,
yeah. So why, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's
yeah. So I appreciate what you're doing. You're putting yourself out there. So I do appreciate that you're putting content out there, and that's cool. And you definitely really like filters, and you really like sound effects and all that stuff, and explore that more, you know, polish that up more and keep working on that stuff. Also, you should look into like the voice acting aspect too. Cause man, you did a lot of voices and you played a lot of characters as a one man. So you could do more. But I think it's, instead of rushing out a product and saying, hey, I have a movie, put some time and effort into that and really polish it up.
Yeah. Huge help.
So that leads us into Barbatchian Returns.
Dun, dun, dun. And see, that's the one that I had a lot of those issues with the questions I asked you to.
I'm going to be honest.
When I asked you.
If I had to pick a better one, it would have to be Barbatchian. Barbatchian Returns has these long, long shots of him just walking in the grass with a filter on, or walking in some area with a filter on and music. And like, it doesn't make any sense. And I know he tweeted that these movies don't make any sense, but like, you put these movies out there to be watched. So there's got to be some sort of entertainment. There's got to be some sort of thing that we can grasp.
Keep me watching.
There's got to be some sort of story. There's got to be some. I felt like there was less story besides having Loki getting told to shut the F up by Zeus. Okay. So like I said, I mean, there's comedy. There's definitely some really funny things. Who else was in there? There's Loki, Zeus. Oh, and then what? Michael, the Archangel or something. I don't know, but it was comical because you're like, what the hell is going on right now?
Yes. What is happening?
Like, these guys are just chatting and they're like these beams of light. So like, we're not even dealing with a human, you know, like an actor at this point. It's just voice acting, which again, you know, good job. Good for you with the voice acting. But then, like, Barbatchian just comes in and is like, just, oh, no! You know, he's just, like, terrorizing stuff. And it's just, I enjoyed the comedy aspect of that. Second one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to content and it comes to story, he had exposition and written dialogue that he's literally reading off of a letter.
Yeah.
For minutes long. Don't do that to the audience. Well, yeah. Come on, man.
But I mean, like, the whole thing, like, you know what I mean? And like, so like, this is one part that I remember him, but I remember not him. I remember if you do the video or the whatever happened, is when he's eating a sandwich outside, the bird. Okay. There's this bird. Okay. But when he's eating a sandwich outside on my screen, and I actually closed out of it and reopened it, and the same thing happened, the same spot. I didn't hear anything of what he's eating or what he's talking. So his mouth is moving.
I was like a bacon sizzler or something like that. That's
so
it,
his mouth is moving like he's talking to me. I heard what he's about to eat, but then there's no noise. He's eating the sandwich. You see him doing this and then talking with no noise. And then all of a sudden a bird's there. I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah. So again, like, that's where it comes down to, like, was there a written script? Or did you just have a roadmap of what you wanted to get to, and you just added some weird filler? Because when you're writing a screenplay or anything, and I am by no means a master at this at all, but it's like, we learn with Faraday, cut. You know, if it has no driving force to the movie, if it's just some random shit, then get rid of it. We had to get rid of a bunch of funny stuff at a carnival because it was like hilarious. But okay, yeah. I get it. Well, for the greater good, what did it serve? What purpose did it serve? Right. So like us going, I mean, I see like Chester having a good time. And that was a weird thing. Chester died in the first one. But if you listen to the song, Chester didn't really die in the first one, you know? So we have Chester again, and it's just like, why? Why couldn't it be like somebody else, man? Like
his Chester's cousin
twin,
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chester's you twin know? Brother that we never knew about. Yeah. What the hell am I watching? Is what the majority of that. Kind of reminded me a little bit of Monty Python in a way, and that's just being very generous. Just because of some of the banter that characters have, especially between Zeus and Loki and all that stuff. So he starts talking about the multiverse and all that stuff, and I'm like, stop recording this stuff and just go watch your Marvel movies, okay? That's... doesn't make any sense. Yeah, means there's infinite Barbatians. There's infinite. Let's just stop there.
Yeah, stop. I don't need it, you know?
I don't need a third one. I'm going to be honest. No, I don't need a third one.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
I'll let you talk here in a moment. But I have to drop this one. Other thing. So I'm a big John Oliver fan.
Okay.
And hearing Ian talk and especially like doing like all his voices or doing whatever he does, this is like John Oliver's long lost son, man. John Oliver needs to take a paternity test. This boy,
seriously,
might be his.
yeah. Did Mr. John Oliver, did you go out to the UK and see anybody out there? Lays of the night.
Yeah, late hours of the night. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Nowhere you go. But so yeah. So I mean, the thing is, I'm going to be frankly very honest with you about you know, you said you're going to let me talk. I mean, you kind of hit every point that I was going to hit, to be honest with you. I mean, like you said, there's certain parts of the movie that, I mean, you know, that I laughed at, you know what I mean? But I had questions about, type of thing, but not even really questions. I just think I was so lost about the entire thing. Just nothing, like, the points never met up for me. And I think that's the problem. You know what I mean? Like, there's just certain points. I mean, but it's a jumble. It's more like this, you know?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of random stuff thrown in a movie, and you're hoping that there's enough continuity to play out a story.
Well, exactly, and there's not. That's the thing. And then, you know, and like I said, and I do have appreciation for somebody. You know, we've done 48-hour film projects to where you know, so I understand some of the like. I just think it's cool in general that you are going out there on your own and doing that. You know what I mean? That's cool, right? Like that's fun. Yeah, I don't care necessarily about, you know what I mean, about some of the. But there's like also certain points to where it's like, okay, but you also put your name on it and sign the paperwork and put it out there on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. This was your finished product.
Yeah, like that's the thing. You know what I mean? Right. I mean, you know, and I didn't do this, but Kevin, you told me the story about on your 48-hour photo project to where it was not up to your par, not up to your standard. Yeah, and guess what you did? You paid money. You crumbled that book up. I mean, you crumbled that movie up and you closed out of
deleted. I trash canned it. Yep.
Exactly.
I said empty recycle bin. I'm done.
Yes.
It was the funniest moment, man. I had put together 3/4 of it, was working on the ending, and I had Jessica watch it, and I knew I'm like, what I'm watching is garbage. And I'm sifting through every piece of footage to put something good together. And I asked Jessica, I'm like, if this was yours, would you turn this in? And she's just like, honestly? I'm like, honestly, I wouldn't turn that in. I'm like, me neither. So I gathered all the documents, threw them in the trash can. I was like, I don't even want to attempt to do this later on. It's garbage. That's all it is. So I deleted it. And I even got an email from the person, hey, you never turn anything in. Are you sure you want to turn something in? I'm like, no, you can keep my money. I screwed up. You know? So it's like, you know, we had 48 hours. So, you know, we only have so much time. So you're really dealing with that. You have unlimited time. So you have the time to take the extra shots, to move the camera around a little bit, to work on that continuity, to work on the dialogue, to work on the edits, to work on the sound. You've got all that time. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So to that, I you know what I mean? Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you're trying. Keep doing, you know what I mean? Doing it, just taking some of the considerations of what, you know, small things. And I think that, you know what I mean? Turn around and see, you know, what you could do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, if you saw some of the early stuff that I did, you know, those things don't hit the internet. That's for learning purposes. And sometimes that's okay. Not everything has to be marketable. Not everything has to be profitable. Work on your craft. If you truly enjoy doing it, then work on your craft. Yeah. I just want to say, it was a little weird, Professor Pickle, peddling the island of Kung Fu, aka Kung Fu Island, just because I know he's got this book on Amazon that he's selling. So that was a little weird. That was like some weird self promo.
Little and side then, note, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And like Professor Pickle, you definitely lost a bet in life. So you need to work on your skills of that. You might not want to just say, oh sure, whatever. So but like I just want to echo your statements as well, you know. Thank you for, you know, being a creator. Thanks for, you know, putting your work in and doing what you did. But yeah. So it's always good to put yourself out there, because then you get to learn stuff. Don't be afraid to get criticism and don't be afraid to work on things. Nothing's perfect. Everything can always be worked on. So, you know, boom. We're always working on this podcast. Boom.
Exactly. Find that tweak, you know?
Yeah.
So.
If Barbaccio never comes after me, just kill me. I don't give a crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just kill me. If I utter the words Barbaccian in life, just kill me. Whose side are you on? If you're gonna do music, also should be some instrumentals with those lyrics, because it was kind of confusing at first. Anyway, I'm gonna stop. I think we've talked about it enough. I think he knows how we feel about this movie.
Yep.
We've seen your vision. We know it could be better. Work on your stuff.
Yep.
All right. So then we decided to watch a different movie.
We did.
Yeah, a Viking revenge tale. That's because I won a coin toss. I don't even remember what movie you were trying to watch.
The Hustle with Adam Sandler.
Hustle. That's right. That's right. Man. Okay. Well, we'll watch that one next if you want.
That's okay. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it, because there's also Doctor Strange on Disney Plus. The same. But I'm like, talk about the multiverse and Barbaccian. Stop. Anyways, if anybody's listened to this podcast before, they know I love Robert Eggers. He has a way with dialogue. Six to midnight over here, you know.
Six to midnight.
He has a way of just letting these actors act, and they get to use this dialogue, and it's just, you know, it's almost, and it's not even like that. The story is a backseat to what's going on, because the story's good. The plot's great. The story's great. The writing's great. But like, you're so captivated by the performances that you're just along for the ride, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, the movie that we're talking about is The Northman. It's a third movie from Robert Eggers. This one's starring Alexander Skarsgård, Anya Taylor-Joy, Ethan Hawke, Nicole Kidman, and then names I do not know.
Yes, but that's a pretty big cast of what you just said right there.
Yeah, right. Honestly, the performances were, I don't know. All right, you tell me how you felt about the movie.
Well, No, I believe the movie. I mean, I really, really, I did enjoy the movie quite a bit. I think that at some points, you know, some of the things like I'm not saying I misunderstood what they were going for, but there was like certain points in the movie to where like I was, obviously the whole general of the movie is the same thing. It's a revenge Viking story, right?
Yeah, it's a Viking's revenge tale. Exactly. Yep.
So, but so with that being said, I'm not saying I didn't know what was going on, but there's certain points where like I was questioning on some of the things, right? That's all it was. Of what he's gonna do until things happened. And all of a sudden, happen. Yeah. When the nightmare starts, right? When the nightmare starts.
Yeah, dude. When he's like, the nightmare's gonna start or whatever. I'm like, oh my god, this guy. Yeah. Like, what is this guy here planned here?
Yeah, here we go. And now, don't get me wrong. I mean, an absolute like masterpiece. I mean, that dude. Yeah. What you just said his name. What was his name again? I'm sorry.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
He's
absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did fantastic.
100%. You know, it's a brutal movie. It does not shy away from like conditions and how things were. I feel like he really narrowed down, like, it's not a glorified like, oh, we're cheering for Vikings. No, man, like in the land of Ross or whatever it was, ROS, in the land of Ross, I think it was. I mean, those wolves that they were, I mean, Skarsgård included in the beginning, when they raid that village, you're like, how do you live in some of those?
Seriously.
I knew, like, I saw them loading people up in that cabin. I'm like, don't you burn that to the ground. And they did. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That is so brutal. And then there's people cheering. You're like, my God, man.
I mean, absolutely, yeah.
How many like names of like ancestry that just never made it because they were just maimed and murdered and snuffed out? It's crazy to think about the names that are just killed off. But Ethan Hawke, man, it's like Ethan Hawke's. I mean, I feel like he's always relevant, but he's definitely relevant right now. He's got the new movie out called The Black Phone, and he's in. The Northman, but he's in something else. I can't. Oh, Moon Knight. He's on that Disney Plus show, Moon Knight, as well. So he's all over the place.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I loved his performance, though. Nicole Kidman fucking knocked it out of the park, man. She killed it.
When she was explaining how she felt about his dad, I was like, "Are you kidding me right now?" Like.
Yeah, so I have a question for you.
Wow.
Do you believe her?
No.
I was going to say, I think she just wanted to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, especially at the end, she thanked him, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think she just wanted to make him so mad. So going back to the wolves, when they raid that town. That one thing struck to me, you know, they're running in basically underwear. And they're fighting guys with shields and armor and all that stuff, and they don't care. They have such confidence in their ability to fight that they'll win just because they feel it. They know it. It's on their side. You know, they're these confident warriors. So it bleeds into another thing because it's like a faith thing, you know? Not necessarily like towards a god, but... You know, he's sent on a quest and, you know, they have their mythology and they have their gods and all that stuff. So, you know, he has this whole thing of how this is going to go. And in the prophecy, it says he fights, you know, in a land of fire. Oh. So that's why I love, like, when he got caught, he's like, you're not going to kill me. You're not going to strike me down. He has such confidence that this fight was going to go to the land of fire, that he knows he's not going to die right there. He sees where he's going, you know? So I just, I loved that faith. He's like, I'm going to do all this stuff because I know where I'm going is the land of the fire. I know I can live through this and get to there. So I, dude, when that nightmare begins, man. cutting them dudes up into like a whole bunch of pieces, and
yeah, and then making artwork out of it.
Yeah, beautiful masterpiece.
Like, yeah, there were some things that I was pretty blown away by. You know what I mean? And yeah. Like, I mean, it's a pretty strong. The only thing I didn't like, and I understand it's because of the timing wise, but do you know the name of his sword at all?
Oh, I can't remember it.
Well, me neither.
But Iron Sword that craves blood.
Well, yeah. So if you asked me what the sword was, I would tell you all of that information, but I couldn't tell you his name because I can't read it. Even his sword just didn't make sense to me. Like when he's like, you know what I mean? It came up. Don't be wrong. There was one scene.
They even say it, but yeah.
Yeah, when he shoved in somebody's face and nose. It came out. Oh my god! Now was that the same dude that he hurt on the field? Yeah. All right. Nice.
When he was escaping, when he was a boy, and he lobbed that dude's nose off. Yeah, dude. When you first see him again, or when you see him again later on, and he snot rockets freaking gross,
dude,
man.
Gross. Yeah.
Freaking gross, bro. Control your non-nose there. Ah, man. Yeah, I would be really mad if this dude killed my dad and then took over a kingdom and then fled because somebody else wanted the kingdom and now you're just some sheep herder. You know, I'd be like, dude, this is what you became? Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
If I was the king or if I was the rising prince, the next in Aaron, you know, I would have done way better.
You would have done way better. You would have fought with heart, you know. What a brutal movie, though. Anya Taylor-Joy, man, she's a great actor. And one scene in particular when she lifts up her dress and he's like, blood? And she takes it and wipes it on his face. And then later, because he goes and killed a few people, and she's like, I see you like woman's blood now, and just laughs in his face, and he's like, what is wrong with you? Oh man, she was awesome. She was savage, man. She was really cool.
And she was 100%. Yeah.
I really liked how like, you know, he tasted her blood and like saw the connection, and I really like, I felt like we were him, you know.
Oh, for sure.
As the movie went along, I feel like, we're seeing everything, you know, through the camera's lens, but I felt like we are him as the audience, just because of we're seeing the faith, we're seeing the path, we're seeing his story and all of that stuff. So I really enjoyed this movie.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
I love the wolves thing, man, where they go in the pit of that place, and Willem Dafoe's character is having them drink like that psychedelic drink, and they're drinking it like dogs. And he burps in front of the one, and then the boy farts.
Oh, yeah, dude. I laughed so hard.
It's funny, you know? Yeah, it was really funny.
Wow.
Yeah. What a fun movie.
So,
yeah, as far as like story-wise, There wasn't like, I mean, plot wise, like that's why I really kind of love it. It's a Viking revenge tale, because that is what this is. But it's like the planning, the patience, and then watching everything unfold. You know, it's a 2-hour movie, but I felt like it went by pretty quick.
Yeah, I was not like staring at it and then hoping that it was over. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. Right.
There was never those moments like, oh man, how long have I been watching this movie? You know what I mean? I got stuff to do. I never did that one time. I truly enjoyed the movie throughout the entire thing of like just getting me involved. Like that, like you said, I just think I'm you know what I mean, with that same wavelength there. I just, you know, and I think that, you know, there was definitely like, I don't know. You said you used the word brutal. I've been sitting here thinking about it ever since you said that. There is a lot of brutal parts in this movie. But I think that's also what made the movie so, like, where the level that it's at.
Yep.
Because of that.
Yeah, it didn't hold back. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. So I just think that whole thing was just really, it was good, man. I looked it up. I looked it up and I already forgot. Hold on a second.
86%.
Yeah, 89.
Whoa! All right.
My Rotten Tomatoes says 89%.
Beautiful. You know, I feel like you could go into this movie thinking it's something, but if you've seen Robert Eggers and you know what like his type of style is, then you know to expect the unexpected because you just don't know how this is going to go. I gotta say, man, the cinematography, the shots, the setups, the choreography of these scenes were beautiful. Whether that's Eggers' idea or the cinematographer or their combination, it moved so beautifully throughout the scenes, and it's all choreographed. It's all like one shot. There's these long scenes, and that's I love that stuff. I don't like cut. It gets confusing. It gets like too much. Or this, you're just letting everything play out, you know?
All right, so I got one problem with the movie. You just brought it up. I almost forgot about it, actually. I won't say problem. I will say more along the lines of, all right, do you remember the scene where he's fighting out, where they're playing that game with the stick, okay? And they're out there in the field.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, terrible, right? But do you remember the scene where he actually got in the fight with the guy that he actually fought? They started wrestling around on the ground, okay? So not the actual wrestling around, but the before that, it was almost like, all right, it's like two people that know what they're going to do, and then when it goes to happen, they like don't know how to start the process. And it's like awkward interlocking, and then they get involved, and then it like flowed, dude. It was like badass. I'm like, dude, all right, sweet. But that first beginning part, I'm like, huh. Like caught me off guard. I'm like, that was kind of like a weird little beginning, but never went right. Now I'm involved. Right, you know, it's fine. But it was so like, okay. But if that's the only thing I pick out throughout the entire movie that I don't like, or you know what I mean, that question, or was like bad cinematography. That's the one. Then it's a good movie. I'm just
right.
Saying.
Yeah. Right. That,
you
that,
know, like that's it is man. A good movie. Yeah.
So that's like, that's honestly that is another thing where like it's a brutal movie because of like that game is just, I mean, it's like what, early age rugby or something where like you're just beating the crap out of each other. You're allowed to hit people with your stick, man. Come on. And then when I saw that kid running on the field, I'm like, oh,
yep. Here we go.
Big boy wants to take him out, man. Big boy wanted to take him out. And he did.
You saved your brother.
You love. Yep. Which, you know, it was smart because he's like trying to get closer. He wound up getting more duties. So it definitely was a smart move. And plus, man, it just shows you like that dude is unstoppable. Like he's got vengeance in him. Oh. Like he wants what he wants and nothing is going to stop him. Not even some dude who's as big as a bear.
Yeah,
because when he took that dude down, he didn't stop, and he just started smashing his head.
Oh, dude, over and over and over.
Holy crap, man. Yeah, yeah. Alexander Skarsgård, dude. Knocked it out of the park. Nicole Kidman.
Both of those guys. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's wild. Yeah.
Skarsgård brothers. I need to look this up. So there's a lot of Skarsgårds in the in the film industry right now.
Okay.
There's a Skarsgård, Bill Skarsgård. He was in The Devil All the Time with what's Spider-Man's name? Tom Holland, yeah. Oof. Brain fart there. But anyways,
You talking about Bill? Wasn't Bill it too?
Yeah, he's also, you know, Pennywise and whatnot. So there's a lot of Skarsgård out there. But there's also, I think it's Peter Skarsgård.
Okay.
Peter Skarsgård. I don't know if he's one, too. But he's in, a whole bunch of movies, like a Jarhead and whatnot. I'm trying to find the dad, though.
Stellan.
All right, I need to see if he is in The Northman. Because I want to know who plays the wizard in the cave.
What are you talking about? The old
the witch
or
in the
one?
Cave, and the old man in the cave, the witch in the cave, the dude who Had his the head.
Yes. Okay. So you so you're talking about the dude after that. Okay. Okay.
No, I'm talking about the first dude. I'm talking about. Oh yeah. No, Willem Dafoe. Yeah, the first guy.
Willem Dafoe. Yeah. Yeah.
So I might have to just do the. I'll have to just do a little bit of research on that, just because I don't know. And I thought for a minute, I was like, what if that's his dad? Because it kind of sounded like him and whatnot. But I'm not seeing anything about it. So
yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. Oh, well, no big deal. But great movie. I absolutely loved it. I Robert Eggers, 3 out of 3 now. So good job. I'm super pumped. I can't wait to see what else you do now, because it's definitely.
Hey, were you looking? Was the dude's name Haken or Haken on those wizard? Was that his name?
I'm almost positive it
was
Hewitch. I think it's Hewitch as Ingvar Sigrason. I think it was the Hewitch. Yeah, I think that's it. But yeah, so if you haven't checked out Robert Eggers, The Northman, check it out. It's wonderful. Definitely a different type of movie than people are going to be normally used to.
Absolutely.
And then if you really enjoy it and you haven't seen his other movies, get on it. Or if you want to start, you know, the other way around, start with his other movies first. Check out The Witch. That movie is awesome. The dialogue is freaking intense, and it's kind of hard to understand, but the movie is awesome. And then The Lighthouse, which also has intense dialogue, but it's an amazing movie.
Dude, this, William Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, Willem Dafoe, man.
Dude
is a pro. So do yourself a favor. Check this movie out, The Northman. I dug it. Yep. So what are we watching next?
I'm not sure. You know, there's definitely a couple movies out. You know, I think we there's a new movie out on Disney Plus.
Yes, there is.
That I really want to watch.
How bad? All right. So I won the last one. So I'm just gonna let you pick the next one.
Okay, Doctor Strange. Well, yeah. So yeah, all right. I'm totally fine with that. So Hustle, so, we will get you in, but. Sorry.
Yeah. No, we'll get you in there, Hustle. But now, I also am like itching to see Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
No. So I'm really glad.
I'm gonna take a look here. We have a list of indie movies that we need to catch up on too. So. You know, if I like the format we're sticking with, it's nice. We'll hit up like a Hollywood or whatever type of movie, and then we'll review like an indie movie or two. And so I know that one that we're definitely going to do is Over the Next Horizon. Okay. That one's being pushed out right now. So we're going to do Over the Next Horizon and then Wildlife. So we'll do those and Multiverse of Madness. Sound good? Is that think that's doable?
That's doable.
Okay. All right, then. Well, you got anything else for us?
No, I got one more thing. So the only thing is, were you a big Home Improvement fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So did you hear about Assembly Required yet?
No.
Dude, look it up. All right, so it's got Tim Allen and Richard Karn in there. So it's a new thing on Netflix. And so I don't know much details about it. I have not started watching it yet, but it caught my eye. I'm like, wait a minute. Nope. Awesome. Here we go. So it's going to be really, really, it's going to be, it looks like it's going to be pretty fun. It's kind of like, it looks like the same kind of dynamic, but obviously not Home Improvement. It's just something, you know what I mean? So I think it's going to be something kind of getting close to that. So I'm like, I'm kind of excited for it. So we'll
see. Sweet.
We'll
see. All right. Assembly Required. Yeah. All right, I'll definitely look that up. Yeah.
All right. So that's awesome. My last thing. I want to make sure I mentioned that one because that was like, I don't know, man. I was a big Home Improvement fan. I watched that.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yep.
That was. So
That was definitely one of the family ones that we watched. We love that
one. Okay, and actually, you might know this question, so I can look it up if not. I've been watching a little bit of Modern Family before I go to bed and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got to watch a couple episodes and then turn it off because I always keep watching it. What is the DVD at the end of the movie, end of the shows, I mean? What is that? Is that just saying, like, it's ending? It's not, like, part of the DVD. It's not, like, do you know the disc I'm talking about? Where it kind of, like, it's like playing through look it up. You don't know what I'm talking about. The player, man, I can't think of the name.
Yeah, the Peacock?
The record. The record goes, and it, like, ends.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that stand for? Is that part of the show? Is that part of anything? Or is it just saying the show's ending? Like, that episode's ending. Is that all it is?
We'll have to discuss this.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'll pull up a scene and I'll show you.
Is it at the end of every single episode?
Yeah.
Because it might just be the ending title card of one of the production companies.
That might be. That might be what it is.
I'm honestly guessing that's what it is. So.
Okay, thank you. I'm good. You're fine. It's been bothering me for the past like 5 days.
What are they doing?
Yes. What does this mean? You know? So that's what I want to know. But anyways, it's fine. So.
Okay.
But yeah, that's all I got. That's all I got. All
right. So Doctor Strange. And like wildlife and over the next horizon. Okay, I did it. Okay,
yeah. All right, we're watching wildlife too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, wildlife. Yeah. Over the next horizon and Doctor Strange: Multiverse of Madness. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a great time, everybody, and thank you for listening. And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe.
Thank you for watching as well. And if you have any sort of ideas or anything like that, email or Twitter.
Very active.
Very active.
Thanks, guys.